This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Since a gunman shot five police officers in downtown Dallas, group after group has called for a new kind of conversation. 30 miles north, this conversation has been going on for months. I sat down recently for lunch with two Frisco residents, the assistant police chief, who's white, and the black pastor of a predominantly African-American church. The spark to this union came last summer after that infamous McKinney pool party. A white police officer made national headlines after he shoved a black teen girl to the ground. In neighboring Frisco, Pastor James Hutchins called his police chief. He wanted to make sure he knew the police and that the police knew him. Later, at a school event, Assistant Police Chief Darren Stevens saw Hutchins.
James was talking to Chief Bruce, and I walked up and introduced myself, and I said, I'd like to go to lunch because I like to eat.
And so began what's become a monthly lunch date at the Cotton Patch Cafe. Between bites of salmon and blackened tilapia, pastor and cop waste no time getting into some pretty weighty issues. On this day, they talk about whether black residents and police officers are talking to each other.
It's not happening enough, to be honest, because for some kids, you know, the police is taboo, right, black or white.
You know, I think it happens. I think these conversations happen. But at times, I think they happen in a check-the-box connotation, or we did it, we can say we did our outreach and stuff like that.
For the cop, the pastor is his conduit to the community. Even though, Steven says, he's never been uncomfortable around people who are different than him. He grew up in Dallas and went to high school in the old Crozier Tech building downtown. Most of his classmates were black. Still, he knows that the time to build relationships is not at the moment a crisis hits.
I'm not doing this just to check a box. You know, this is to talk about building an ongoing relationship and then have that dialogue, because you know as well as I do, you said it earlier, the dialogue follows the relationship.
It does, and if there's a problem, and you have a relationship, you're not talking to someone you don't know, you're talking
right
to someone you know.
Well, you know the heart of that person.
You do.
You know their heart.
Hutchins is a senior pastor of New Life Community Church. Most of the members are black, educated, and married. Frisco is a suburb of 117,000 people, 8% of them black, 12% Hispanic. Hutchins was born in Mississippi and went to school in Indiana. He joined the Navy after high school. In 2000, after 20 years, he retired and went into the ministry. The pastor says his Southern roots and upbringing have helped him.
I've found that when you show respect, you're more inclined to get it. And I believe that's one of the reasons I've not had problems with police officers or authority as a whole, because I've adhered to my grandparents and my parents and just showing respect to people, not just authority, but people.
I can tell you from a policing standpoint, we don't mind people disagreeing with us. We don't mind people bringing things to our attention that they feel wasn't handled the way it should be.
The cop says there's a time and place to do that, not on the side of the road. He and the pastor don't agree on every point. Hutchins says they have a lot of work to do. One thing that does unite them: the willingness to see things through a different lens. And there's something else.
I've learned that James wants me to pay for lunch more than he does.
Yeah, and I've learned that he probably should. I work harder than he does.
The cop and the pastor have learned to be friends. Stella Chavez, KERA News.